I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 13th. A shooting at the Adams Inn in North Quincy this morning is under investigation. Police say one person was shot at around 4 a.m. and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Details of the shooting are still unavailable as the investigation continues. Abigail Adams will be returning to Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch says that he has commissioned a new statue of First Lady Abigail Adams to be created and will be located at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center this fall. Bowing to pressure from community groups, Koch says he will have the same sculptor that created the original statue of Abigail with a young John Quincy by her side to create a new and larger statue of just Abigail created out of bronze. Koch didn't say how much the new statue would cost or how it would be paid for, but he said there are funding sources he could tap. The original statues of Abigail and John Adams will be placed at Marymount Park. They were removed from Quincy Center when the new Hancock Adams Common was created, and Koch says they're too small for the new park. Koch also says a new performing arts center that will be created in Quincy Center will be dedicated to First Ladies Abigail and Louisa Catherine Adams. Work is getting underway on a new Quincy police station. Initial utility and road preparation work has begun along Field Street. The prep work will continue along Broad Street to the Southern Artery. Officials had said that the project may have to be revisited due to rising costs caused by the pandemic. However, the site prep work is underway. The City Council already approved $120 million for the project. However, cost estimates have increased to $150 million. The plan calls for a new public safety complex to replace the current police station on C Street. The new complex will also be home to the Fire Department Administrative Offices and Emergency Management Office at a gun range. The plan also calls for a two-story, 276-space parking garage. The city purchased five properties to make room for the new facility. The Quincy Animal Shelter will move to a temporary home on East Squantum Street. And Father Bill's homeless shelter will move to a new housing resource center that's being built across the street from the current shelter. Quincy continues to work on its latest five-year housing production plan. Another virtual open house is being held now through Friday, April 22nd, for residents to comment on the plan that's aimed at increasing affordable housing in Quincy. The results of the open house will be presented at a virtual meeting on April 28th at 7 p.m. The city is partnering with the Metropolitan Area Planning Council to develop the housing production plan to inform residents and city officials about the current state of housing and future needs. A presentation last year indicated Quincy has one affordable housing unit for every four low-income households. The data also indicated that more than half of the renters in Quincy are considered low-income, and of those, more than a quarter are extremely low-income. Report also showed a below-healthy vacancy rate, rising home costs, and disparity between the incomes of renters and homeowners. The median annual income of Quincy households, just over $77,000. The North Quincy High School team that competed in the first round of Public Television's High School Quiz Show will move on to compete in the quarterfinal round and matchups that'll be broadcast in the coming weeks. North Quincy High School team defeated Hopkinton in the first round and will face Weston in a match to air on April 26th. Episodes in Season 13 of High School Quiz Show will air at 6 p.m. on GBH2 and the show's YouTube channel. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 87. NASDAQ fell 40. S&P dropped 15. Global stocks were higher today. Currencies, the dollar edged up. The euro was higher. Oil now up again over $100 a barrel. Sports, the Blues beat the Bruins 4-2. Boston will be in Ottawa tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Today, Red Sox are in Detroit at 1:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy, high 69 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low 42. Showers off and on throughout the day tomorrow, and a high of 62. Friday, some morning clouds, some afternoon sun, high 65. Shower Saturday, high 63. For the boater, waves about a foot, light south-southwesterly winds, high tide right after 9:30 a.m. Sunrise at 6:06, set at 7:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 13th.